You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Crazy Eights today on this Monday, August 8th. We are talking Cubs baseball with our Cubs reporter, Carrie Muscat. Carrie, thank you for joining us as always. And Carrie, the Cubs, once again, the hottest team in baseball after Sunday's win. They've won seven straight. They've kind of reaffirmed their status, I think, as the clear-cut most dominant team in the major leagues. And Carrie, I think that right now you can kind of break up this Cubs season in three parts. They had that blazing start. They came roaring out of the gate, eventually went to 27 games over 500 at 47-20. Then a bit of a lull. They lost 15-20. Some things got out of whack. Some guys got hurt, Dexter Fowler chief among them. He's back, he's healthy, and not coincidentally, the club is playing much better. As I said, they've won seven straight, and now they're at their high watermark of the season as we discuss things on this Monday at 69-41. So kind of compare and contrast when you look at the Cubs right now and you look at the Cubs at the beginning part of the season. Would you say that the Cubs, if not a more dominant team, a more complete team than they were at the onset of the season?
Well, I don't know if I'd say more dominant. I just think that guys have a better feel for what they can do. And it always seems to come back to Dexter. Fowler, you go, we go, Fowler's the guy. And if he's doing well, the whole offense seems to do well. And they just really need to keep him in the lineup. And the other guy, I think that maybe sort of goes unnoticed, that's done a really nice job and contributed, is Javier Baez. He's been hitting like 300 since the end of June and subbing everywhere, which is part of Joe Maddon's little plan to give guys a break. And Javier steps in and seems to be sort of a secret weapon that they have. So he's not to be overlooked either. But it always seems to come back to Dexter. I mean, Dexter just, he's right now he's sixth in the National League in on base percentage. He scored 11 runs in his last eight games. I mean, he's, when he gets on, everything else seems to just boom, go. And it's propelled the team.
And it's amazing. Well. Yeah, absolutely. And it's amazing to think that, this was kind of a last minute re-signing by the Cubs in the offseason. We remember that great seed in spring training where Joe Maddon gathered his guys around, and then, hey, guess who showed up? Guess who's back? Dexter Fowler comes walking in, gets a big round of applause, and he's been so instrumental to this team and the success they've had this year, as they should be the first team to 70 wins. Off day here today on Monday. They host the Angels Tuesday. We'll get to that in a little bit. But, Carrie, going back to the series in Oakland this past weekend, of course, they sweep. They've won seven straight, and a big weekend in particular for Jorge Soler, his first three games since coming off the DL. He goes 4-for-12, three of the four hits, extra bases, including two home runs, also had a double. He drove in five. He's been terrific. Now, of course, because they play the A's in Oakland, an American League ballpark, Joe Maddon had the luxury of DHing Soler. That's obviously not going to be an option when the team returns to Wrigley. So when he presumably returns to the outfield, what kind of a domino effect is that going to have, Carrie?
I can see Soler just being plugged into left field. I also think that they'll be very careful with him because they don't want to re-aggravate the hamstring. So he probably won't be an everyday player. And again, going back to Maddon's theory that in August he wants to make sure guys get a breather every once in a while. So I could see, he could start Soler in left. He can start Bryant in left. He could put Soler in right field to give Hayward a breather. So it's going to be just one more really nice piece. It's really good to see Soler come back healthy and strong, getting a hit in every one of the games in Oakland. To get two home runs during that series is nice. Comes through with five RBI. I mean, that's huge for him, and it's huge for the team just to know that he's healthy and that he can contribute.
Yeah, I mean, if you can add him to the, two-headed monster you've already got in the middle of that order with Rizzo and Bryant, I mean, look out. There's going to be nowhere to hide for opposing pitchers. So far, so good for Jorge Soler. And as you said, Joe Maddon will likely plug him into left. And a guy that's been in left field in recent weeks, really, has been Wilson Contreras. And kind of a quiet day Sunday, 0-for-4, 2 Ks. But he was on the receiving end of yet another dominant outing from Kyle Hendricks. He's just been sensational and just named the NL Player of the Week on this Monday. So what Contreras did in that regard should not be overlooked. Now, what's interesting is he's made 18 starts, both behind the plate and in the outfield, a 50-50 split. And, you know, nowadays I know there's more positional versatility in the game, but that's kind of unheard of. And I know that the Cubs knew about his athleticism and his versatility because obviously they know the guy well. They scouted him for years, and that certainly was not a secret. But the way that he's contributed defensively with that versatility at such a young age, not having any exposure to the major leagues before a month or two ago, has that even surprised the Cubs just how good he's been?
Probably not, because I don't think they would have called him up unless if they thought that it was going to be a real big struggle. They like his bat so much that that's one of the reasons that they put him out in left field. You know, when he was first promoted in June, the plan was so that he would be mentored by Miguel Montero and David Ross. So I guess the way I see it is that he's took to that so well and he's done so well behind the plate when he's had some games that they just they figure, well, let's go, because this is a bat that you really want in your lineup if you are going to get into the postseason. You know, Wilson can really contribute in a lot of ways. He can throw, you know, he can stop the running game better than Ross and Montero can. He can, you know, he's really good defensively in terms of blocking pitches. The nice thing to me is that after every one of the games that Wilson catches, the starting pitcher always makes a point of saying how much better Contreras has gotten and how they can see it. There was a game with Hamill where Hamill was saying that just looking at Wilson, that, you know, they were able to communicate that way, and boom, you know, they're on the same page the whole time. And that's really nice to see that he's developing as a catcher, which was the plan.
Yeah, and I think a lot of fans in general kind of overlook how much work day in and day out is required of catchers to learn your pitcher, to learn your pitching staff, how to call a game, how to do it effectively, play defense the whole bit, and you got to swing the bat too. So there's a lot on these guys' shoulders, and for a guy that young to handle all this as well as he has, I mean, it's no wonder that he was a can't-miss prospect and he should be a benefit and a boon to the Cubs for many, many years to come. Kerry, switching gears a little bit, we talked about reliever Jill Smith last week and about the funk, as Joe Maddon likes to call it, that he brings to the bullpen. You've got so many guys that just throw straight gas, and in comes Jill Smith, kind of that three-quarters delivery, and he just presents a different look. But you had an interesting article on something I was not aware of, and maybe most fans weren't as well. His mother is actually very ill, and she resides in Cincinnati, and he was quoted as saying to you that, you know, it's obviously a tough situation, but professionally, it's almost ideal to get traded where he did, because now instead of a five-hour flight, as he said, it's a five-hour drive between himself and his mother. And I got to think that, again, you know, it is a tough situation, but all things considered, this is the best possible scenario considering his personal situation.
Well, I'm sure that for him, the best possible scenario might be to be traded to Cincinnati so he could be home to be around her. But this is probably just as well. Joe was saying that he was hoping to get his mother to a game at Wrigley if possible. She's battling Huntington's disease. There's no cure for it. It's just a really debilitating disease with several combinations of things, and, you know, in terms of dementia and things that she's got to go with. She might not even know where her son is pitching right now, to be perfectly honest. But it's, you know, He's trying to make the best of it, and it was nice to be around him and hear him talk about it, because he had a really positive attitude, and it's just see what happens. I know the Cubs have a good homestand coming up, and he was going to try and get her up here for that.
And hopefully that'll happen, and I believe that the Cubs' last three games of the regular season are going to be in Cincinnati between September 30th and October 2nd, and I know that in your article he was very much, for obvious reasons, looking forward to that trip. Kerry, to begin to wrap up here, some news regarding the bullpen as we're on that topic now with Jill Smith. He's one of the new faces in here, along with Aroldis Chapman, along with Mike Montgomery, but it looks like Joe Nathan's days have come and gone, correct?
Correct. Nathan, they had to make a move to open up a spot for Soler when he came back, and Nathan was designated for assignment. So,
So he is kind of the odd man out right now. But again, it's been a revamped bullpen. They've looked good. Montgomery's been a little up and down, but Chapman has come as advertised, and all good things right now for the Cubs, who again are on one of their patented hot streaks, 7 wins in a row, heading into a very well-deserved off day here on this Monday. And then the LA Angels come to town for a 2-game set beginning Tuesday night, to then back to senior circuit competition. As hard to believe, we head down the final third of the 2016 regular season, and playoffs, of course, to come. Knock on wood for this Cubs team. Kerry Muscat, we appreciate the time as always on this Monday. We'll do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Chicago Cubs.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.